This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 22nd. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Storms usher in Ag Day. Progress on parasitic weed. Prunes get USDA boost, and House Ag Dems urge vote against GOP farm bill. Despite a thunderstorm releasing a torrent of rain, state leaders, farmers, and students gathered at the state capitol yesterday to celebrate California agriculture and spotlight the growing role of women in the industry during the state's annual Ag Day. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross told attendees the event remains a highlight of her tenure, now in its 16th year. "Who wouldn't love this day?" she said. "We're all here together to really connect with agriculture and the youth and the farmers that make it possible." Ross emphasized the importance of partnerships across education, industry, and farm worker groups. She also highlighted the 2026 International Year of the Woman Farmer, noting that nearly 40% of farms in California are led by women. She said the designation underscores agriculture's reliance on, quote, "the people who make up agriculture and the innovation driving the sector forward." First partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom echoed the theme, pointing to the state's farm-to-school efforts and climate-smart practices. She highlighted a regenerative organic farm supply, fresh produce to school children, and said the work of women farmers helped to sustain both the food system and local economies. Governor Gavin Newsom, who did not attend the Ag Day in person, celebrated, saying in a statement that, quote, "California continues to lead as the country's top agriculture producer, despite federal actions creating new challenges for farmers and workers." His office also charged that, quote, "Trump's Iran war is decimating California's farmers through rising fertilizer, fuel, and shipping costs." California's tomato industry is stepping up efforts to contain the spread of branched broomrape, a parasitic weed that threatens processing tomato yields and long-term field viability. To address the threat, growers, researchers, and regulators have agreed to voluntary equipment cleaning and notification guidelines aimed at preventing contamination between fields. CDFA and industry partners are also advancing compliance agreements and sanitation protocols, while UC Davis researchers test detection tools, herbicides, and other control methods. Experts warn that without coordinated action, the weed could spread rapidly and jeopardize a tomato sector valued at roughly $1.6 billion annually. The California Prune Board has secured federal funding to expand global market efforts aimed at increased exports and returns for growers. The funding comes through USDA's America First Trade Promotion Program. The board said the award will help finance promotional campaigns targeting health-conscious consumers in key overseas markets. Esther Ritson Elliott, the board's director of international marketing and communications, said the award, quote, "will enable CPB to accelerate exports by unlocking consumer interest in premium quality California prunes." President Donald Trump is extending a ceasefire with Iran that was set to end today. In a social media post yesterday, he said that Pakistan, which is supporting negotiations, requested the U.S. hold off attacks and that the ceasefire to last indefinitely, that until Iranian officials submit a new proposal. The blockade on ships heading to Iranian ports will continue, however, he said. An advisor to the Iranian parliament speaker said in his own post on social media that the ceasefire extension, quote, "means nothing," and accused the president of buying time to prepare a, quote, "surprise strike." Two senior House Ag Committee Democrats, Representatives Jim McGovern of Massachusetts and Johanna Hayes of Connecticut, urging lawmakers to vote down the farm bill on the full House because the legislation would codify food assistance cuts. The stakes are far too high for us to cede ground on the issue of affordability, the pair write in a letter sent yesterday afternoon and obtained by AgriPulse. This is a defining issue for us, and this vote is a decisive moment that gives us a strategic opportunity to highlight how the GOP farm bill will raise costs while cutting benefits for families that are already struggling to pay for groceries. If the farm bill passes, it will make the affordability crisis worse. It will be much harder for our caucus to credibly talk about food prices while voting to take away help for those struggling to afford groceries. The bill is on course to get some Democratic support, which will give Republican leadership a cushion for defectors. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse he expects more than 17 Democrats to support the measure in the full House. Opposition is possible within the GOP. A provision to overturn California's Proposition 12 animal welfare standard, drawing criticism from states' rights advocates, while language to protect pesticide manufacturers from lawsuits has faced headway from lawmakers aligned with the Make America Healthy Again movement. House Freedom Caucus fiscal hawks remain concerned about the spending in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, even though the bill is budget neutral. Thompson met with Freedom Caucus members Monday evening for what he told AgriPulse was a, quote, really positive discussion. "I suspect we're going to have a farm bill," said Maryland GOP Representative Andy Harris. He serves as chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Thompson said the Rules Committee could hold a hearing on the bill Monday or Tuesday of the coming week, after which it can be put to a floor vote. The deadline for submitting amendments is today at noon. Kentucky GOP Representative Thomas Massie, who has vocally opposed the pesticide language, has committed to supporting the bill. Massie spokesperson John Kennedy notes the bill, quote, includes a pilot program for his signature legislation, the PRIME Act, which would empower affordable choices for healthy food. The farm bill, quote, has enough goodness across the board for everybody, said Farm Bill Whip team member Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin. Here's today's final word. Across California strawberry farming, women are leading with vision, resilience, and purpose. That Rick Tomlinson, president of the California Strawberry Commission, which hosted a popular booth at Ag Day yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 22nd. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.